It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
Yes, it is a wonderful and warm Wednesday. I said it at the top of this. It's like 70 degrees outside. Get out and do some jumping jacks.
That's right. That's what we're supposed to do.
But just stay really close to your home because we're all social distancing. All right, let me just start with this. Get this out of the way. Look, Vice President Mike Pence, he basically was appointed, right, the point person when all this started with the coronavirus out of the White House. Well, he is getting some backlash for visiting the Mayo Clinic without wearing a face mask. Here's what he had to say when questioned about it.
As Vice President of the United States, I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis, and everyone who is around me is tested for the coronavirus. And when the CDC issued guidelines about wearing a mask, it was their recognition that people that may have the coronavirus could prevent the possibility of conveying the virus to someone else by wearing a mask. And since I don't have the coronavirus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to these researchers and look them in the eye and say thank you.
Oh, boy. You know what? The optics of it. The optics send a mixed message. And so everybody else has a mask on in it. He's saying he didn't, you know, he gets tested, but still wear a mask. Just send a good message for all of us.
And nurses and doctors looked at you like a damn fool. That's what they thought about you.
And he said he wanted to look them in the eyes. So if he had the mask on, he would still be able to look.
He could still do that. The Mayo Clinic, meantime, they have a, when you go in, you are supposed to wear a mask. But he's the vice president. Let's have some good news now. D.C.'s iconic Ben's Chili Bowl will stay open for business.
Yes.
All of the locations, they got a paycheck protection program. That means they don't have to worry about their rent, utilities, all that'll be paid back, and they keep their employees. I got more good news for you.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you can find some toilet paper now at the grocery store.
Yeah.
No clap for that? Okay. A consumer tracking group, they're looking at this. They say that now you have a better chance than doing, they crunched all the numbers. Bottom line is, next time you go to a grocery store, you might be more likely to find some toilet paper. Won't he do it?
Bottom line. I get it, bottom line.
I didn't even mean to say that. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter what brand, though. It doesn't matter.
Well, look here. When you need some toilet paper, you're going to buy whatever they have. One ply. That's it, exactly. And, you know, a whole lot of celebrities are doing these IG lives, and power couples Gabby Union and Dwayne Wade did one with Aisha and Steph Curry. And so it came out that Gabby, when the couple, the Currys, were having a rough spot, she urged Aisha just to go on out and break up and try to have sex with other people.
Huh?
Because how young are you anyway? Well, now on the Instagram live, she fessed up and they said they're not those people anymore and everything is all good. You know, the Currys have one of the most successful marriages, as far as we know, in the NBA. So sometimes you give some advice. I have done that one time. It wasn't that extreme, and it backlashed on me. So have you ever given some advice that you regret and you're glad they didn't listen to you? Call me. Let's share. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now. 202-432-WHUR.